Hello, welcome to Dublin 4, Ringsend, where I'm hoping I'm standing outside Finney O'Byrne's studio. Took me a little bit of a while to find it. The directions terminated in a yellow door, so I am hoping that this is the right yellow door. So he said knock on the door with your keys and he'd let me in. I hope it's the right one, mainly because I'd like to have found my destination, but also it would be tremendously handy because I've got quite a bit of gear with me and my car is parked directly outside that yellow door. So we will now hear, and it is the right door. It is the right door. I found it. I'll catch up with you. He found it. He will catch up with you later. Actually, I'm going to do an interview. I'm going to do an interview with Dermot Byrne. And I've just scared him because he's still eating his sandwich. So we've gone through the yellow door at Vinny's studio. Oh, no, I'm getting the two fingers from Dermot Byrne, I should point out, not from Vinny O'Byrne. So, Dermot, you're doing a bit of the publicity shoot for Happy Faces, IPPA's Happy Faces event. What are you up to later on today?
Well, today we're lucky enough to have got Daniela Miles, who's a model and TV presenter who I know quite well, and a very good friend of hers, Luke Fitzgerald. So we do have a nice tie-in on the 12th of March is Wales versus Ireland. So hopefully the Irish team are going to put a nice smile on their faces. So it'll hopefully be some sort of tagline we'll use. So yeah, the great pleasure of going out to Luke's new house. So I'll be able to have a look. See how nice Luke's house is and maybe do a little, what would you say, maybe something for expose, you know?
Fantastic. Yeah, because I hear rugby players, their houses are what, they're tiny, aren't they? Live in caravans.
Well, it's more like, you know, I was watching Cribs on MTV and I think this is what we're going to be looking at, you know, rugby balls everywhere and, you know, diamond encrusted rugby balls. You know, that's what I reckon it's going to be there. I'd be surprised if it isn't, you know.
So, and you're going to be doing that as part of the publicity photography for Happy Face Day later today. When are those photographs going to be available? When are you hitting the newspapers with those photographs?
Those particular shots we're probably going to hold off until just before Happy Faces itself. We did do a publicity shoot on Thursday in RTE with Neil Carey, who is the ambassador for cystic fibrosis on this. And went very, very well. Gareth was in there, Jonathan from Canon, Martin from Cystic Fibrosis. So we did a really nice PR shot on a couple of kids. So that's the one that's going to be released now as the kind of official launch, which is hopefully going to be around the 16th, 17th of February. So that's the plan with those. These other ones, rugby-wise, you know, we're going to maybe hold back on them and see how we get on.
And how much is the association hoping to raise this year in Happy Faces?
We've set a goal of 100 grand. And I think it's quite feasible because we have, if we get about 100 photographers on board, and you know, we're not saying we all have to shoot 40, but certain people will shoot quite a bit more than 40, some people will shoot less, doesn't matter. It's everybody in it together. We raise the profile of the association, we raise the profile of the standard of our work, and that's really the whole point.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for talking to us today.